It's easy to draw a crowd when you have six gold medalists willing to show up and meet with those who help pay the bills. USSA spokesman Tom Kelly says that this is the 15th year that they've held the summit, which gives them an opportunity to bring all of the sponsors, licensees, event promoters, and athletes together at one time.
As a result of doing that over a lot of years, it's really resulted in the growth of our partnerships. So now not only do we have partners who are providing money to support our athletic programs, but at the same time, they're the ones who are developing the commercials and the marketing promotions that really tell the world the story of these great athletes.
The event, he says, attracts major corporate sponsors like NBC, Visa, Sprint, and Delta.
And all of them come together to share ideas, to socialize, network. It's how a lot of relationships get started. This event we do in July, it's a nice midsummer event. It's very enticing for the sponsors to travel to Park City for a few days. So we discovered that years ago. And they love coming here, and they love meeting other partners and meeting our athletes.
After watching video of the Olympic gold medal runs, Park City's three Olympic skiers and snowboarders spoke to the attendees about what it was like to win their gold medal. Sage Kotzenberg, who won the first gold medal of the Games in the snowboard slopestyle debut, said that after qualifying for the finals, he spoke first to his brother and then to his coach about pulling off what's known as a 16-20, basically spinning around 4.5 times. While he was thinking about doing the trick, he says his brother already told him that he was a winner for getting to the Games. His coach, he said, never doubted him.
I'm like, Bill, like, I think I'm going to do 16-20. He just looked me in the eyes and was like, yeah, you are. And I was like, all right. But he was like, just visualize it for a couple minutes, and I don't want you to think about it after that. Don't even think about it. You know, just visualize you landing in, and then don't think about it when you drop in. Don't think about it on the first jump. Don't think about the second jump. Think about it on the last jump. And it totally crossed my mind. I did my whole run, and I'm going to the last jump, and I was like, oh my God, like, what am I, I'll just throw it harder, I guess, you know? I throw it in the air, and like, wow, I'm spinning so fast, and oh, what's going on? Like a tornado, you know? And I came around at the 1260, I spotted my landing. I was like, all right, just one more 360, and whipped my hips around, and came down and landed, and I just rode away. You see, like, my hands are in the air. It was just like in utter disbelief, you know, that. That's when you know a coach is good, when he has so much trust in me to do a trick that I've never tried before. He had without a doubt in his mind that I was going to land it, you know?
Joss Christensen, who won the gold medal for the skier slopeside debut event, had never won a major competition before then. While he had thought about doing a triple for a while, he says it really wasn't until just a few days before the Olympics that he actually tried it. He said he surprised even himself.
It was definitely the gnarliest run I've ever done because I just learned that trick like 3 days prior to the contest. I knew I needed to have a triple if I wanted to be in any contention for the podium and maybe even to make finals. So it was like pretty overcast. We had 5 hours of practice. It was the longest practice day we had. And I did a bunch of doubles on the last jump. And I kind of always wanted to try that triple, but never really thought I'd go for it because, I don't know, it was just a dream. And then I remember Gus fell on the second jump and I was following him and I saw him walking up the knuckle of the third jump with his ski. I was like, ooh, great. Someone's watching, and just went for it and landed to my feet, and I had to kind of just like ski to the side and see if anyone saw it. Like, did I go around three times or did I just trick myself? And yeah, it was pretty spontaneous, and that day really changed everything.
Ted Ligety, who won the gold medal in the giant slalom, had to deal with a deteriorating race course and changing conditions, but he says that's just something you have to get used to, even if it meant jumping over bumps during the middle of the course.
Yeah, there was just really only one pitch, and in inspection you already saw a super bumpy, so I just, you know, you're trying to have to jump over some of those bumps and kind of cut inside, you know, the big holes. But it wasn't like that scary. It's kind of normal in some racing to have to deal with those kind of jumps, and is bright out so you can see it pretty well.
He says to be able to do that, it takes a lot of strength, and that means a lot of time in the gym.
I do a ton of strength stuff. We have like the Agaton in there, so the central like press machine, I guess, is like the thing that I use the most. Outside of just doing squats and all that kind of stuff. So definitely important to be as strong as possible.
The free time at home for the three gold medalists is about over. They'll be heading to New Zealand and Chile in the coming weeks to begin on snow training. The first Alpine World Cup in Solden is coming up at the end of October. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.